And this news update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding Building Repair's roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Zimmerman and Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down, the best electricians around. As well as McBoove's Laundromat and Mini Mart, located in the heart of Elkton. Come to McBoove's for a stress-free laundry day. Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. John Patrick Nugent Jr., a 35-year-old resident of Bayport, Michigan, was sentenced in Huron County after being arrested for absconding from bond and resisting police. He fled before he was scheduled sentencing for aggravated stalking, assault with intent to do great bodily harm, and other prior convictions. Nugent had been tracked via his tether circling the courthouse when he was supposed to be there for court. But tracking ended when he removed his electronic monitoring tether and left it near the train tracks in Bad Axe before fleeing. Law enforcement ended up surrounding his home to prevent escape while they secured a search warrant. Nugent was apprehended in June when Huron County Sheriff's deputies forcibly entered his home and found hidden rooms behind a picture, and ultimately discovered him hiding in a small space behind a trapdoor in his staircase after he refused to surrender peacefully. Officers used a taser and physically entered the hidden space to extricate him after he resisted arrest. Court records confirm Nugent pleaded no contest, primary charges, and must pay full restitution as part of his plea. A 75-year-old man from Port Sanilac died following a two-vehicle collision on Lakeshore Road in Forester Township. Authorities reported the man was driving a Buick SUV northbound on the afternoon of November 14th when his vehicle crossed into the opposite lane and struck a southbound semi hauling sugar beets. The truck driver, a 25-year-old from Bad Axe, attempted to avoid impact by leaving the road, but was still hit on the left front side. Emergency responders treated the SUV driver at the scene and transported him to Deckerville Community Hospital, where he later succumbed to his injuries. The semi driver was not injured. In a car safety check, a child car safety check for the car seats event will take place at the Carroll Fire Department in Carroll, Michigan on December the 6th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Parents and guardians can learn how to select, install, and use child car restraints, including rear-facing seats, forward-facing seats, boosters, and seat belts correctly for optimum safety. Car seat replacements may be recommended for safety reasons. Children must be present for seat checks or replacements. Families needing booster seats should ensure their vehicles have lap and shoulder belts. Since there's a limited number of replacement seats, making an appointment is encouraged. For details or bookings, contact Lou Mockwin at 810-287-5726. Eligible state programs may provide assistance with car seats. And we'll return right after this.
Hey, it's Mark.
And Misty.
Here at McBoove's Laundromat. Come on in to see us, located at the corner of North Main Street and Brown Street in Elkton, where we offer drop-off, wash, dry, and folding service for $1.50 a pound. We also have pressing service. Don't run around last minute trying to get your best duds clean and crisp for get-togethers. Save yourself the hassle. Get your shirts and slacks done here for $3.50 each. We are accepting laundry vouchers from Huron Behavioral Health and now have gift certificates available to be used anywhere in the facility. Self-service laundry is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The drop-off service and store is open Thursday through Monday from 11 to 7. Those times don't fit into your busy schedule? Call us at 989-551-5192 to arrange a time more convenient for you. We at McBoove's Laundromat and Mini Mart are here to serve you.
And we have two obituaries today. Jacqueline Jackie Hunt, 90, of Ubley, passed away November 3rd, 2025. She was born February 9th, 1935, and on December 29th, 1951, went on to marry Robert Bob Hunt. Jackie is survived by her children, Marlene, Tamara, Dennis, Jean, Daniel, Colleen, Deborah, a host of grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Per her wishes, cremation has taken place. A graveside service will be held at noon Saturday, November 22nd in Freeburg Cemetery, Ubley, with a celebration of life luncheon immediately following in St. Joseph Catholic Church Fellowship Hall in Argyle. And John Dale Gundon, 92, of Pigeon, passed away Tuesday, November 18th at McLaren Bay Region in Bay City. He was born in Bayport, March 26, 1933, and went on to marry Ethel Hoffman on February 25, 1955. John Dale is survived by his beloved wife, Ethel, his children, Kim, Todd, and Troy, his grandchildren and great-grandchildren. A funeral service for John Dale will be held at 11 a.m. on Monday, November 24th at Michigan Avenue Mennonite Church. Visitation will take place from 3 to 7 p.m. on Sunday, November 23rd at Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon, and from 10 a.m. until time of service on Monday. Committal is to follow at Michigan Avenue Mennonite Cemetery. You can make memorials to Michigan Avenue Mennonite Church or Are You Ready Ministries. The family was assisted with arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends can share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. And we'll return right after this.
Stop worrying about a power outage. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin or Pigeon. This is Jack Zimmerman. We will give you peace of mind with a Generac standby generator. They will automatically power your home or business, even when you're not around. We have 7 models of Generac standby generators in stock and ready to be installed, ranging from 9 kilowatt to 26 kilowatt. Call us for a free quote.
This is Josh Zimmerman. We have financing plans available, and we can also maintain your current system and add options like an LP fuel monitor, an oil sleeve, and a battery heater to ensure a smooth start in the cold conditions. Contact Zimmerman & Sons Electric, family-owned for over 42 years. Call Zimmerman & Sons Electric in Port Austin at 989-738-7798 or Pigeon at 989-453-2991.
And we're back with a look at more news. Environmental and consumer groups are weighing in on a major new agreement in which OpenAI will run its systems on Amazon's cloud infrastructure under a multi-billion dollar deal, viewing it as another sign of rapid consolidation in the artificial intelligence computing market. Supporters argue the arrangement could accelerate innovation and improve AI services, while critics worry it could increase dependence on a few large technology platforms and raise questions about competition and data governance. In Brazil's Amazon region, a prominent nonprofit organization reported that criminal gangs expanded their presence last year and now operate in nearly half of the area's municipalities, deepening concerns about deforestation, violence, and illegal economies. The findings suggest organized groups are entrenching themselves along key rivers and remote towns, complicating law enforcement efforts and environmental protection initiatives. And that's been your news brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding Building repairs your roof and gutter and siding experts. And by Zimmerman and Sons Electric of Port Austin, their hands down the best electricians around. As well as McBoove's Laundromat and Mini Mart, located in the heart of Elkton. Come to McBoove's for a stress-free laundry day.
Oh, no!
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom, it's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
Hey, it's Mark.
And Misty.
Here at McBoove's Laundromat. Come on in to see us, located at the corner of North Main Street and Brown Street in Elkton, where we offer drop-off, wash, dry, and folding service for $1.50 a pound. We also have pressing service. Don't run around last minute trying to get your best duds clean and crisp for get-togethers. Save yourself the hassle. Get your shirts and slacks done here for $3.50 each. We are accepting laundry vouchers from Huron Behavioral Health and now have gift certificates available to be used anywhere in the facility. Self-service laundry is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The drop-off service and store is open Thursday through Monday from 11 to 7. Those times don't fit into your busy schedule? Call us at 989-551-5192 to arrange a time more convenient for you. We at McBoo's Laundromat and Mini Mart are here to serve you.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.